Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of, another one. This is the debut episode of our blues series. Yeah, Basement Blues. Hi, everyone. This is Stuart Held calling, and we're calling on you to check this show out to see if you like it or not. We got some really interesting ideas for this show as we keep going on. So anyway, why don't we start off with the first song here by a guy named Joe Turner and Pete Johnson. It's called Roll 'em Pete right here on Basement Blues.
She got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like lime dyed gold. Got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like lime dyed gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. You're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want, little loving babe, get before you pass away. Roll it, boy, let them jump for joy. Yeah, man, happy as a baby boy. Well, there's another brand new choo-choo toy. Yeah. Baby, now you can miss me somebody else. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. Well, all right then. Well, all right then. Well, all right then. Well, all right then. Well, all right then.
I'm always on the blue side. Why must there be a blue side? Can't one find romance without breaking your heart? My love affairs are all the same. With me, it's just a losing game. Every dream I share, someone soon tears apart. I could play Pagliacci, I could laugh and pretend to be gay, but I can't play Pagliacci, for my heart just won't masquerade. That's why I'm on the blue side. I've never known the true side. come what may, I must have love. Though it's foolish to say, I've tried, I'll try again, but I know it will all be in vain, for I'll end up on the blue side again. I've tried, I'll try again, but I know it will all be in vain, for I'll end up on the blue side again.
Someday you'll be sorry the way you treated me was wrong. I was the one who taught you all to know. Your friends had you to make me sing another song. Now good luck may be with you, and may your future you won't fear. There'll never be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Thank you.
could do basement blues. Are you sad now? Have you got the blues yet? Okay, I have. Okay, well, maybe getting over a cold, but that's about it. That was Earl Hines in New Orleans. Someday you'll be sorry, okay? And someday you'll be sorry by listening to this show, the first one. Maybe me for doing it. Well, we'll see how it goes. I've been excited waiting to do this show. So I wanted to get the first one out of the way and on to show 2 and 3. Anyway, but before we do any of that, we played Earl Hines and Joe Williams was right before that. Always on the Blue Side. That's what you just heard there. Now, the first one we played was by Joe Turner and Pete Johnson called Roll 'em Pete. I figure that would be a good way to start out the show. This is a new series called Basement Blues, show number one. This is your host, Stuart Held. And when do we have time to do all this? Time not enough. So the purpose of this blues show is going to be going through the history of blues music as much as we can pull off the musical blues ground and whatever I could pull out from my record stores and the internet and everywhere else that I have and even the blues shelf here. We'll try to play as much as we can pull off from everywhere we got. So, you know, blues from going back almost 100 years all the way up to the more, you know, popular blues rock that a lot of the rockers know. You know, yeah, we'll hit the old Lead Bellies and the Howling Wolves and the Eric Claptons and, you know, John Lee Hookers and all that. But we're also going to play a lot of blues stuff you probably have never heard before, and we're going to be going back to the real vintage days of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and you know, we'll try to make this series pretty special for anyone who likes blues music. So we'll keep some music rolling here. Here's one from Elmore James and a song called Sunnyland on Basement Blues.
I had a letter from my and shooting crops and gambling. Good girl, and don't get broke. I've been shooting crops and gambling. Good girl, and don't get broke. I'd have bought my 42 special and my clothes and soap. And it's Lordy, 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 Lordy. And it's Lordy, 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 Lordy. And it's Lordy, 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 Lordy. Went down to my praying ground, woman, and I dropped out and bended me. Went down to my praying ground, woman, and I dropped down on bended knees. And asked the Lord religion, just give me back my good God, please. If you give me back my good gal, won't make me grieve no more, no more. Cause me to weep, cause me to mourn, cause me to leave my happy home, feel like a broke down angel mama. Ain't got no driving wheel, no heaven, no driving wheel. Ever been no down and lonesome mama, you know the way I feel. Feeling mighty bad, thinking about this time that I once have had. Feel like a broke down angel mama.
You got Basement Blues, and that definitely, we need a new copy of the record. I know the scratches were a little louder than the original song right there, wasn't it? David Kelly was what you just heard right there, Broke Down Engine, and it's not like the record was broke down too. There was a lot of scratches, but I'm going to tell you something. We play records here. We play a lot of records. Note to podcaster, find a new copy of this record and play it again sometime or stuff like that. You might hear another track from it. It's from a compilation record that I got a long time ago. So not the best copy, but hey, I want you to hear the song anyway, Under the Scratches. So that was David Kelly right there. One before that was Elmore James and a song called Sunnyland. Yeah, Sunnyland. I hope you enjoy that one. Here's one of the oldest blues songs ever put on, I guess, tape or 78 RPM. This next one goes back at least, I don't know, maybe 100 years. I hate to say it. Well, actually, it's kind of neat, 100 years. It's by the Frafra Tribesmen. I'm not sure where they're from, but this is one of the earliest blues songs ever recorded, so it's not really blues like, I've got the blues and I look at a carrot or anything like that. But judge for yourself. It's more kind of recorded out in the woods, if anything, but here they are, the Frafra Tribesmen, right here on Basement Blues, okay?
You got younger than I'm He knows things are wrong. And he
to go down in Savannah. Joe was known for miles and miles around, because old Joe had the biggest joint in town. Lucky old Joe had the biggest joint in town. mothers brought their daughters in to sample Joe's dessert. The daughters just adored it, and they sampled till it hurt. One day a gal apologized for eating like a pig. That's fine, said Joe, that's what made the joint so big. Lucky old Joe had the biggest joint in town. Soon Joe was rich. He wore a diamond twice as big as a rock. But still, old Joe wasn't satisfied with his life. He wanted to enlarge, so he began to advertise. He sent out picture postcards of his joint to show its size. His business got much bigger, but he didn't mind a bit. Said Joe, I'll just feed him any kind of food. Poor old Joe, his business started going down. Soon a kid named Sammy opened up across the street. What Sam was serving to the gals, I wouldn't dare repeat. But pretty soon Joe's customers had moved to Sammy's place, because young Sam had a fascinating face. Poor old Joe had the longest face in town. Joe decided there was only one thing to be done. He stood in front of Sam's and questioned ladies one by one. And every gal he questioned would reply without a fuss. You're all through, Joe, now it's Sammy's joint for us. Yes, young Sam has the nicest joint in town. Joe tried and tried to get his business back to its normal state. But his hands were tied, and Sammy's joint was still doing great. Sammy's competition was a hard thing to defeat, 'cause kings and queens had recommended Sammy's joint to eat. But then one morning Sammy's voice had changed from low to high, because old Joe had cut off his food supply. And now old Joe, wise old Joe, lucky old Joe, still has the biggest joint in town.
Cliff Berry right there in a song called Joe's Joint. Kind of a neat little blues story right there. One before that was the Jay McShon and Lois Booker singing on that one called Thinking About You, Thinking About My Baby. One before that was Blues in the Night by the Four Freshmen. Yeah, I threw them in. And a song that was made about 100 years ago by the Frafra tribesmen called the Urim Praise. I guess that's how we call it. This is the first excursion for the basement to do something like this, doing basement blues officially. I know a long time ago, on our Mishmash shows, the normal shows, we did a couple blues shows here and there, but that was like, you know, a few years ago. But now it's official. We're trying to do a series of blues music, and I think we got enough to do quite a few shows, I guess. Since this is our first rough and ready show, you know, it probably, you know, first shows never go as smooth as the next few will go. But hey, we're just experimenting here and make sure that everything is working right. And it sounds like it pretty much is. We're doing the best we can. So hopefully everybody who will hopefully like blues music, yeah, you're going to hear a big variety of blues stuff. I mean, if you're just listening for blues rock, well, you'll hear some, but you're not going to hear every single song from 1977 and, you know, renditions of rock versions of old songs. But you'll hear some rock stuff, you'll hear some blues stuff, and you're going to hear some old stuff here, too. And yes, you will hear some scratchy stuff, too, because we're going to play a lot of it from albums, you know. I scoured my record stores in my town and came up with some good stuff here. And this has been a long time in the making. I just needed to sit down and have some time to plan a show like this. And sure enough, I just said, yep, today is the day. Let's just record this one and get it out to everybody to see if they like it or not. And there will be a lot more songs coming in future shows. We're going to make sure of that, okay? All right, let's do one from Joanne Kelly in a song called Rollin' and Tumblin'. It's an old standard. Yes, there were scratches included because I got to find a better album of this. But hey, I want you to hear the song underneath the scratches, but the scratches you can dance to too, I guess. Just kidding on the dancing.
Happiness, loving you the way I do. Oh.
Joint was rocking when that was around. Joe Houston and the Rockets, and I Woke Up This Morning. One before that was Statesboro Blues by Taj Mahal, B.B. King, The Fool, one of his early recordings, and Joanne Kelly, Rollin' and Tumblin'. That's what you heard right there. This is Basement Blues with your host, Stuart Held. And yes, we are bluesing, I guess, on this episode of the first one of Basement Blues. Yes, we've been excited to at least, start off a blues series here, and this is really kind of an exciting show. First one's always exciting. The second one, we get a little better at it, and the third one, we'll be moving and grooving on that one, I'm sure. Anyway, let's do a few more before we cut this down to size. They are going to be 60 minutes long, these blues shows. So, we'll try and get as much as we can in on these shows, unless they're a specialty type show. Or if I get a guest in the studio here and we, maybe one of our disc jockey friends comes in and wants to play some blues of their own, we'll do that. In the meantime, let's do one from a guy named Jimmy Reed and a song called Found Love right here on Basement Blues.
One woman waiting for Daddy down. just please don't fall on me. No, no, rocks and mountains, please don't fall on me. 'Cause I'm stealing back to my old time used to be. But everybody here is having a jolly time. Yeah, everybody here having a jolly time. But they won't ever know what is on my troubling mind.
Like those songs, and that was kind of fun to do that. That was Walter Horton and Walter's Blues. One before that was Barbara Dane and Mighty Rumbling Blues, and Howling Wolf from one of his songs called "I'm the Wolf" from an earlier recording that he did a long time ago when he was just starting out on records. So we thought we would, have to throw him in at least on one of the shows. Oh, you'll hear more of Howling Wolf if you like him too, and all his gang. Anyway, this is Basement Blues with your host Stuart Held, and hopefully you've enjoyed what you heard so far. Yes, we've got plenty more for the next few shows of Basement Blues. This is just the beginning, and hopefully we will have more good stuff coming along the way, as we promised that we will do. And it was a lot of fun doing this show. Everybody, have fun, be careful, be safe. Until the next time we meet again, we will have more shows for Basement Blues here coming up real soon. Okay, thanks, have fun, bye all.